It's a win that could mark a turning point for the Democratic Party. The 34-year-old progressive lawmaker campaigned primarily on economic issues, promising relief from the soaring cost of living, as well as a break from old-style politics.
New York, tonight you have delivered a mandate for change. A mandate for a new kind of politics. A mandate for a city we can afford.
Well, his win capped a strong night for Democrats across several key states and deals a symbolic blow to US President Donald Trump, who had threatened to cut federal funding to New York if Mr. Mamdani won. Amisha Cross is a Democratic strategist and a former campaign advisor to Barack Obama and joins me now. Amisha, good to talk to you again.
You as well. Thanks for having me.
Amisha, were you surprised by Zoran Mamdani's victory in New York?
Absolutely not. I think that his primary months ago showcased that this would be the likely result. What Mamdani did was listen to the voices of New Yorkers across all the boroughs. It's the most diverse city in the entire United States. It has one of the largest economies in the world. And it is also a city where people have been crying out about affordability, not being able to pay rent, not being able to afford groceries. He spoke to those issues and made that the central point of his campaign, especially after former or current President Donald Trump ran on reducing the prices of these things. And now you have individuals across the country who don't even have their food stamp benefits and can't afford to feed their children, elderly people who can't afford to eat, veterans who can't afford to eat. He made it make sense for individuals who are looking to government and looking to leadership and saying, in America, we're supposed to have an American dream that takes care of us, our families, and allows us to have a job to earn a living wage. He spoke to what mattered to New Yorkers and honestly, a lot of people around the country.
Are there any messages in that success and that approach, Amisha, for the Democratic Party at the national level?
Absolutely. I think that the message is listen to your voters. When they say that they care about affordability, the cost of living, that's what they care about. You don't have to have, you know, multi-million dollar consultants to tell you what the people are saying. They've been vocal about it for quite some time. Make plans to make change that allows them to be able to have a certain level of access to being able to reach the middle class. Right now, far too many Americans are feeling as though this country has left them behind. And I think that in Mamdani, they saw a level of hope. They saw a message of being able to move past economic frustration. And that was something that they really tied themselves to.
Are voters more willing to vote for significant change at the mayoral level rather than at the presidential level?
I don't think that that's the case. We saw significant change in some ways, Mamdani, even though he's obviously on a different side of the political spectrum, in some ways, his campaign mirrored Trump's first campaign. They wanted somebody who was seen as an outsider, somebody who didn't have an elongated political past. They wanted somebody who spoke about change and brought about something that was different. Barack Obama had that same quality. Obviously, these are things that matter to American voters, no matter what city they're in.
Is there a risk of reading too much into this? Because often in these off-year elections, the government does struggle. So is it really a turnaround at the moment?
I think it's a turnaround. The government does struggle, but the government isn't shut down in every off-year election. Currently, in the United States, our government is enduring the longest government shutdown in American history as of today. Those are things that matter. That means government is not functioning. People are not getting the level of services they're used to receiving. Our healthcare is at crisis. People cannot feed their families. Again, those food stamp benefits matter. They are not getting those food stamp benefits. Some of our most impoverished Americans have nowhere to turn, and they are looking at government and saying, what the hell is going on? And Donald Trump has no answer. Those are decisions that were made by the Republicans and the Republican Party. So yes, I think that this is a referendum on them. But it's not just in New York. We saw it in Virginia. We saw it in New Jersey. We saw it across red states. We also saw it in states like Mississippi, where Republicans basically own the state, where we saw a statewide black candidate, a Democrat, actually quake into the state Senate in Mississippi, breaking their supermajority. These are issues that extend beyond New York. This is a national game plan. And I think Donald Trump is running scared. And if you look at his Truth Social account today, he has spoken a lot about how he needs to open the government because this has backfired on Republicans. People know that the government shutdown is owned by the Republican Party. He has the House, he has the Senate, he has the White House. That matters in the context of where people are feeling their suffering.
You're listening to Misha Cross, a Democratic strategist in the United States. It's a long way out from the next presidential election, but big decisions need to be made. It seemed like there's not a clear picture of who is leading the opposition against Donald Trump at the moment in an informal sense. What's your read of the Democratic Party getting over the presidential election and getting ready for the next one?
Well, I think there are several people who are leading. You have the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. You have the governor of California, who also just advanced a new map and new district set to match what the Republicans have done in the state of Texas to try to shield themselves in the next election cycle. There are Democrats across the country who are rising and meeting the moment. And I do think that that makes a difference. But to be honest, this is a movement by the people. We saw them rise up in those No Kings rallies just a few weeks ago. They're seeing Trump's authoritarianism spread across the country. They're seeing him ignore court orders. They're seeing him abolish civil rights protections. They're seeing him basically rip our Constitution to shreds. And they're getting frustrated.
Misha Cross, thank you for joining me again.
Thanks for having me.